Look, at around about that same time, 1988, there is a bloke who started in the world of television in this city, and he's been gracing our TV screens ever since, coming into our lounge room on a nightly basis. And he was someone that I worked with when I started out in the mid-90s. He decided to go over to Channel 10, then found himself back home at Channel 7. I'm talking about none other than Bill McDonald. But tonight, after three decades, will be his last bulletin on Channel 7. Now, plenty has been written about this in the last 24 hours in the paper, and I know my experience working in media, not always what you read is what has happened. Let's find out exactly from the horse's mouth. Billy, good afternoon.
Hello, Ben. It's taken this for you to finally ring me about us doing the Bill and Ben Show. Is this what this is all about? I'm free now, so the Bill and Ben Show can actually happen on this fine radio station.
What about that? The flower pot men. We are back. back in a big way.
Yes.
Mate, tonight it's the last time you'd be donning the makeup for a while.
Yeah, just about to get in the chair actually and get the wall paint on for the last time, and it's fine. It's a good thing. It's been an amicable decision between myself and Seven, and I'm despite what the paper said today, I'm not dumped or kicked out of the network. I'm actually staying with the network, working on the Con Games and some other network sport going forward. I'm just giving away, sitting on the news desk next to the lovely Sharon doing the news at 6 o'clock. So tonight will be the last time, and we'll just say cheerio and move on to some exciting new things.
All right. When you hear and read about amicable decisions, that is the case, is it?
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, I wouldn't be...
Because a lot of people read between the lines and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's television, it's media as well. But, I mean, they talked about this ongoing six-month negotiation. I mean, I've known this and had this decision made 4 months ago. So I've just been sitting on this secret and working out what I'm doing. And so I don't know where the six-month negotiation thing came from. Look, it's fine. And I'm excited, as I said, to be moving on to other stuff. There's a bunch of things that I'd like to do, not only in sport, but in other sort of new media, if you like, and in the digital realm, which is where media is heading. But it's a bit more forward-thinking and forward-placed, if you like, I guess. So
yeah.
I've got a media business, very well-named, BillMcDonald.com.au.
Give yourself a plug, yeah.
Yeah, spent a lot of time on that name. So I've done a bit of work through that for a number of years, and I want to try and boost that and lift that a little bit as well. So, yeah, I'm just it's a new beginning. It's not an ending for me.
Mate, 30 years, you came down, if I remember our long chats back in the day when we used to just sit around and paid to watch sport. From Toowoomba, it started there, and then you made your way down into BDQ Channel 7.
Yeah, I started with Paddy Welch, who he's a great survivor. He's still there, Paddy, and he'll be reading the sport alongside us on the desk tonight. He's a great champ, Paddy, and he was one of the guys, along with Peter Mears, that did my job interview back in 1987, and he rang me today to have a chat. And it was 10 years I spent the first time around at Seven doing mainly sport. I got to do sideline commentary for the AFL, Sports World program, features, all sorts of stuff, and ended up going over to 10 then. I spent 16 years there as a sport editor and reader, and got promoted up and graduated into reading the news, and I've been doing that for the last 14 years now. So it's been a long stint reading the news, and I've been back at seven for the last five and a bit.
Was it an easy call to make, Bill? I mean, you know, if most people would sit back and look at your job as almost a dream job.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's always an easy thing to make a decision like that, but I guess it solidified in my mind when I went to Rio and covered the Olympics for Seven. I've worked on the last two Brisbane Internationals, a small role in the Rugby League World Cup. And my wife kept saying, you do those things, you work on those, and I can tell that it's a sparkle in your eye and it sort of enlivens you up. And I said, yeah, you're right, you know, I want to do more of that. And I guess, to be honest, I spoke to Seven about more of a hybrid, if you like, role of doing a bit of sport, network sport, as well as news. And and that's hard to do today, and I understand that. And they don't sort of want to... You know, break the news desk up that way. So we ended up, that's why it ended up being an amicable thing in the end. I thought, I've got to do what I want to do, and that's what I'd like to do. So I thought, yep, this is what we're going to do, and Jewel said, yep, let's do it.
All right, it all comes to an end tonight. So we'll see you, though, at the Commonwealth Games as part of Seven's coverage.
Yeah, and that's the exciting bit of got a couple of weeks to get into some prep now for the Comm games once we finish on air tonight. And I'll be doing some mixed zone interviews down there, which is the role I had in Rio, and also doing a little bit of channel hosting across the screens of Seven, which I'm sure you've heard a bit, and any commentary overflow, which is another area I wouldn't mind getting involved in and doing a bit more of, as well as just being open and looking at other opportunities in both news and sport, because for me, the passion and the love is doing live stuff, with live news at a disaster location, live sport. It gets the adrenaline going, and it's what really sort of, I love doing.
Very good, mate. Well, it's been a hell of a career, and I can see you're in training for the Commonwealth Games as well by that picture in the paper today. So that was...
Oh, what a shocker. Why couldn't they just ask me for a picture? I would have given a picture.
Yeah.
Instead of hiding out in bushes, obviously, over the road from my house to take a pic when I got home from the gym. So, but anyway, that's how they work, and I would have easily, happily given them a shot and smile and a wave, but not to be. You don't always get to make that call. But I am actually training this week because I've got to do a charity cycle for the Cycle of Giving for the Prince Charles Hospital Foundation on Sunday. So I've got 100 k's to get in the legs to do that on Sunday. So no rest, Benny, no rest
for the wicked indeed. Billy, mate, thank you for coming on and having a chat, mate, and thank you for your friendship over the last I was going to say 30 years, but you did start a little bit before me, so over the last 25 years. It's been an absolute pleasure and consummate professional to deal with, and I'll get my people to talk to your people about the Bill and Ben Flowerpot Show. What do you reckon? Yeah,
right, you, Ben, and thank you for having me on the show and those kind words, and you are a good mate, you're a very good operator, so continued success for you, my friend.
All right, you're making people be sick now. We're mutual admiration club.
I love you, Benny.
See you, mate. Have fun tonight. Enjoy the last time that we'll see Bill McDonald on the news desk. Just when he reeled out those years, you know, the Channel 10 and then Channel 7, you go, struth, that is a long time for someone to be doing anything, 30 years, but then to be in our living rooms. And tonight will be the last. He'll be at the news desk, but you will still see him somewhere, somehow, on the screens. Bill McDonald. Okay, let's have a look. It's coming up to 26 away from 5. We'll get some news headlines from our newsroom. We'll do that in about 60 seconds.